You know what I was thinking about yesterday, and I don't know why. I was walking the dog in the woods, and I was thinking about the very beginning of the pandemic and how different things were.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I spent a lot of time, like, going for walks. And, like,
yes, you did.
You know, like, I guess I'll go for a hike or something. I don't know what else there to do. And I was thinking about your routine.
Oh, my God. When
I don't remember why I thought of this, but I was thinking about your routine, Kel, when you would get home. Because we were all concerned. Maybe it was because we had done that news story about how the CDC says the chance of getting infected with COVID from a surface is minimal. So the disinfecting is way less important than ventilation and making sure the air is clean and wearing masks. They say that is the focus. The surfaces don't, you know, you can wipe them down to feel better, but it's really about washing your hands and wearing a mask. But I think back to that. And we'd get into the studio.
Uh-huh.
We had all these Clorox wipes.
Oh my God, remember I would do when I would come in the studio.
She would wipe down the door.
Yep. The door, the handle.
Wipe down everything. I would spray my microphone with this little disinfectant spray, you know?
Yeah, and if anyone would even come near the door, when they would walk away behind them, I would wipe the door down again.
Yeah, oh, we went through like a roll of Clorox wipes every other day.
Yeah, we were like, the people here were making them because we couldn't get them.
Right. They had figured out a mix to make the wipes. So they would take paper towels and soak them in some disinfectant concoction. They like brewed up in some pot in the back something.
Right. How do you even find that mix? But yeah, and then when I would leave here, it just got even worse when I would get home.
Because the part that I remember is when Wyatt would want to come give you a hug, you would say, "Get away!"
Yes, I would. I'd be like, "No, don't touch me." Yeah. And same thing for Jay. Like, we would take our shoes off.
Well, that hasn't changed.
No. Yeah, Jay. Yeah, he even tried to come near me yesterday. I was like, what's happening? But yeah.
You take your shoes off. Like, what was your routine?
Off.
So you'd leave here.
Yep.
And you'd get home. And then what was your routine when you got home?
As soon as I get the car, the stuff, put the stuff on. Yeah. Don't touch my face, because if I touch my face, I would freak out.
Right.
Get home. Tell Wyatt to go away or not to come near me.
Right.
Take off all of my clothes, change my clothes, put these clothes into the wash. Same thing with Jay. If Jay came home, he had to go right into the shower and take all of his clothes off. And then I would wipe all the doorknobs with Lysol wipes. I would, oh my God, I would scrub the floors.
This is extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, even then it was a little extreme.
Oh yeah.
But it was a scary time. Like, we really were like.
It was the unknown. It was, even then, we had cut off seeing my parents, and then you and I were like I felt like we were the only ones working, because I would literally, I live in Windham, and would drive from South Portland, Windham. It would take me 8 minutes, because there's not a person on the road.
Yeah,
it was crazy. It was really, really scary. Every time we coughed, I was like, oh my God, this is it.
Yeah.
But how far we've come in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still crazy, but for way different reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is, think about it. So we should put that topic up on Facebook. Like, and if you want to call 79 Coast, I mean, it could be the first call of the day, of course, 792-6278. But what was part of your routine, like your stay healthy routine then, that you've relaxed since then? And listen, if you call and you say, well, I don't wear a mask anymore, don't call, because we're just going to tell you you're a dummy and you're part of the problem. But even mask wearing is different now because we understand it better.
For sure. Yeah. Oh my God. The other thing I would do is Lysol the house, like the spray Lysol. Mm-hmm. I would start from one end of the house and go in all the rooms and spray the air.
How often?
Every day.
Your family's going to have a lung disease. There's going to be, you know how like after 9/11, they found that the first responders had all these respiratory issues?
Yep.
In like 5 years, we're going to find out like Lysol, inhaling Lysol, it turns out makes like spores in your lungs or something. And it's not going to be about COVID. It's going to be about like Lysolonia.
Yeah, it's no longer going to be the reason why I'm raspy because of the carpet dryer that I spray, like I put directly in my face when I sleep. It's the Lysol.
The carpet dryer?
Well, I have a couple fans.
The fan.
It's like a carpet dryer. It was like, it's like a high octane one that just goes directly to my face.
Yeah, that can't be good.
No, but man, does it feel good.
For a few minutes.
The whole night, which is probably why I'm a little raspy, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like sexy raspy.
It's like you can smoke 4 packs a day or you could put a fan in your face.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I sound like I smoke a carton a day. 100%. Yeah. But nope, just a fan in my face.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Well, let's thank one of our sponsors.
Get new teak with TC44 to relieve coughing spasm, avoid coughing strain. Great for youngsters, too. Taste just peachy.
Cherry!
Yes, teak has a peachy cherry flavor.
And brought to you by Teak Cough Medicine.